Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. This is your girl, Monique Leray. How are you? I'm back in studio. Can you guys believe it? I'm never here. Always on the road for the pandemic film. I'm finally in studio with guests that I think are going to blow your mind today. And, you know, we're wrapping up 2021 and we're going into 2022. So I want to do this with intention and wealth building. And, you know, we're always working and hustling. And I think it's good to stop and recalibrate and figure out, you know, what the overall goal is for our future financially. So these two gentlemen have it figured out. So to my right, I have Shane Hyman. Say hi to the people.
Well, hello, everybody. It's such a pleasure to be here.
And to his right, we have Mark.
Campbell. Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure. I look forward to sharing with you this evening.
All right. So welcome to LA Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, excited.
Excited to have you guys. So basically, you know, these gentlemen are working on something really exciting. I'm going to let you kind of started off, Shane, mm-hmm. and just tell the viewers and listeners exactly what Equity Tokens is and your whole conglomerate and your brand.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Monique. First of all, you know, we appreciate everything that you're doing. We appreciate an opportunity to connect with you on the startup here with you and all of your loyal, you know, listeners and viewers and just really what you're doing in terms of startup, because it is so in alignment with who we are at the core, myself and Mark, and what we're doing within our business ventures. And, you know, just to be able to come here on your platform and share exactly what we've been doing, what we're doing, and what we plan on continuing for the future is just a phenomenal opportunity. So thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad to have you. I think we have to thank Alan for this, right? We got to thank Pops.
How can we not thank Alan for that? I call him Uncle Al. You know, ladies and gentlemen, that's Monique's father, and he is just a standout guy. He's a friend and mentor of mine, and you know, I don't take it lightly when people embrace me and bring me in, and that comes from, you know, how I started in life. You know, I was born addicted to drugs and with minor birth defects, and as a result, I was placed in the foster care system. And went from home to home until I was fortunate and blessed to be adopted into a great family and to really just be raised right. So, you know, through that experience, I've come to really recognize true, authentic love, unconditional love. And when someone is willing to really just pull you in and do all they can for you. And Alan, okay, Monique's father, has definitely been one of those guys who's been championing me and just, you know, doing all he can to be there for me. And that's the whole reason why I've met this phenomenal woman sitting across from me. So absolutely. Wow. Thank you to Alan.
Yay, Dad. Uncle Good Al. Job, Pops. I love to hear that. That's really cool. When, you know, you hear it from someone else, then he must be doing something right.
That's right.
Yeah. And so tell us about Mark a little bit. We're going to jump back to you. But Mark, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do. You're giving me Hollywood glam, honey. You're working in here.
Well, I'm born and raised here in Los Angeles, L.A. native. And I've been around for a while. Okay, I came in 1951, so I saw a lot. And Shane and I have connected around my old school OG, you know, social read on the game, right? And the game being digital transformation and what's about to occur. We've all experienced a lot of volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity from COVID, from the other transitions that are happening in the global economy, socioeconomically, and specifically here at home. Shane and I have developed some powerful value-added packages that will help stimulate your future, not only around survival, but success in this new digital economy. There's a lot of changes. We're bringing a lot of financial literacy that's designed to raise your digital IQ, get you comfortable with this new model, this new paradigm. We're very excited. I even go back, as far as Alan's concerned, I met Alan a couple years back. We were working on a mortgage package together. I come out of a mortgage background, and I got Microsoft certified back in 96. And a lot of the concepts I learned then with the new advent of the information economy and all that are still applicable today, because now we're going into the Internet of Value. Mm. And we're going to make that the Internet of Value for all by strictly playing the diversity, equity, inclusion card. So this is going to be a win-win, and you got to log in or you're going to lose out, because this is a lot of disruption about to hit the planet.
Well, so, and let's jump right into that, because that sounds foreign to a lot of people. They're like, what the heck is this Bitcoin? What is this currency, cryptocurrency? What is this online? I want tangible money. I want to go to the bank. I want to pull my money out, and I want to pay my bills, and I want to see where it goes. People don't understand that, like, and if you don't travel out of America, there's places that aren't as stable financially mm-hmm. in their banking system. And that's why crypto is so important, because people can take care of themselves and have financial independence through this avenue. Dive into it a little bit. Give us the Walmart version. Shout out to Walmart. The Walmart version of this. Give us the elemental version of, if you can explain this to people who just don't understand that.
Okay, great. Well, if we could just summarize it, you know, in as quick of words as possible, we would say that, you know, you got to get in before you get left behind. You know, the whole financial world, the whole spectrum is changing right before our eyes, whether it's internationally or whether it's locally here in the U.S. You know, sure, it's a little bit more stable here in the U.S., but be that as it may, we still have a lot of issues in terms of inflation, the dollar's losing value. And, you know, gold used to be the largest vehicle and hedgement towards inflation, but now crypto is starting to rise against that. What does that mean? That means your dollar is worth less today than it was yesterday, and even more so tomorrow. I mean, you know, yeah. Back in the day, you used to be able to buy bread for, what, 10 cents? Now it costs a dollar or a few dollars, depending on the type
several
of bread.
Dollars, Shane.
That
several
you're
dollars.
Buying. Several
you shouldn't be eating
dollars.
Bread anyway. But anyway,
yeah, no,
once
that's
in a
true.
While.
Yeah. But, you know, message, right? But be it bread or anything else, the point mm-hmm. Is that bread more valuable than it was back then, or is it the same bread? Mm. It's not more valuable. It's the same bread. But the unit of monetary value that you're using to exchange to purchase that bread has lost value. Mm. That's why you need more of it to buy and do the same things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of different, you know, reasons why people need to wake up and smell the coffee, so to speak, and get into the digital and crypto space.
Yeah.
You know?
So, and to cut in, but just to bite off a little bit of that sandwich of that bread, mm-hmm. You know, it's, say you have investments, just traditional investments, you know, at Fidelity or Modern Woodmen or whatever the heck people do, and property as well. And maybe they're like, okay, I don't really understand this, but like, what's a good amount for someone who's a novice to start off with? And how would you explain that, how the money moves around the world differently than how our banking system works?
Well, the difference would be the fact that in the crypto world of things, it's decentralized. Yeah. And what we're used to dealing with is a centralized system where everything is controlled by a certain group of people or entities, if you will. The
AKA
powers that
the
be.
FDIC mm-hmm. and the things here in America that we know to that stamp of it's going to be in the bank.
Correct. So now, you know, dealing with a decentralized system means that we all share the power, okay? You have your own power. You have your own anonymity. And more importantly, what is programmed to happen must happen and only will happen that way. So it can't be hacked. It can't be swindled or scammed or anything of that nature. So it's a trustless and a full, transparent, open ledger type of system.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So, guys, I mean, you know, get into it. I mean, what amount would you say someone should start with so that they can build the trust? You know, where would you say? I mean, everybody's different financially, but where, like, you have a client maybe that started that was a little mistrusting, wasn't understanding, and maybe what you don't have to tell me their name, but mm-hmm. like me, what? How did they start? How much did they start it?
But you know, Monique, I think that's such a good question.
Yeah.
And my answer might, I don't know, maybe change the direction ever so slightly.
Okay.
But the answer would be, any amount is fine. You know, you just got to get in,
mm-hmm.
and you know. Well, to answer that question, I'd have to identify what the target market is that I'm speaking to. So whether sure. I'm talking about someone who has investments, like you just said, have a house, they want to diversify, that's one target market. But you know what? Although they are important, mm-hmm. you know, there's another target market. There's another demographic of people who are at major risk right now.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
These are the people who don't have a home.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people who don't have investments,
right?
Okay, and it's worse enough that they're already in that state of disadvantage,
right?
As it were,
right? But you're gonna go down the road. I'm gonna take us because mm-hmm. we want to talk about you going down to where was you? South Central. Or then you did that event, or on Crenshaw, and you did that. So I'm going to talk about that in a moment,
mm-hmm.
so I know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
So any amount, sounds like any amount will do.
Any amount will do.
Join in, and it sounds like if you don't get in now, why the rush, the frantic to get in now? Is there going to be a closing? Is there going to be our banking shutting down? Like, what are you guys foreseeing or anticipating that is giving urgency? Because I get these DMs every day.
Yeah.
Mm. All the time. Join, you know, join.
Well, anything could happen. And Mark, you can jump in anytime. Anything can happen with the mm-hmm. banks and stuff. But one of my most things is that every day that you waste is a day of potential, upside potential, mm-hmm. that you had an opportunity to lock yourself in on. I mean, there's margin. And we're going to get into that, too, when we talk about the stock side of things, because we're not just here to talk about tokens.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to talk about pre-IPO. We're here to talk about stocks, shares,
yeah.
and where that fits into everything. But, you know, that, just like anything else, getting in early, the sooner the better. Because mm-hmm. you get more margin in terms of the upside potential.
Well, we like that, especially if you're starting a business.
Right.
I'd like to jump in and just say that to answer your question about how much, the best answer is you get in where you fit in.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's a call to action out to everybody that's listening today. You don't have to have thousands of dollars to get involved in the crypto world and start making money sufficient enough to make a difference in your life. Mm. So that's very, very important. And we have programs as low as $10 US to, in that same program, as high as $350,000.
Okay.
Somewhere in between. Okay. Real world examples, I mean, we're getting in the $10,000 range because of the trajectory we get on certain investments that we are locked in at 3% every day. Under a smart contract that Shane was referring to as being trustless. No one can run off with your money. The money goes into a contract that executes autonomously, okay, every single day. And that, you got to understand the power of it, how it works. We invite you to log in. We're going to give you a URL and a link so you can follow us and learn about these powerful systems. Because they're not just about survival. We're talking about success in a massive way.
Beautiful.
The kind of success that can become intergenerational, can free you up to do anything you ever thought about, dreamed about. It's that kind of opportunity right now where our current system, okay, that 9-to-5 job we go to every day and all the multiple hustles we may have will not get you there.
Mm.
Not necessarily. You could fall through the cracks quite easily.
Sure.
If you get locked and loaded in a smart contract under a crypto program that's solid, there's a couple of flams and shams out there like always. But plug into us because we're here to help the community, you know, come up.
I love it. So eloquently put, you guys. And I think it's approachable now. And people's ears are perked up if they missed the first round, the first go on this. If the pandemic didn't, I just post something. If the pandemic didn't wake you up to go, hell, I've always wanted to do something, I better get on it and I better have a backup plan.
Right.
They said 7 income streams pre-pandemic. It's 8 now.
Right.
But you got to have these lanes open. Thank God I told people I started this show pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
This like carried me through on a lot of things. So to your point, and you guys, listen, this is for everybody, all walks of life, every person, every culture around the world can do this. But specifically speaking to our culture, and this isn't a history lesson show, but you did, to delve in the Black wealth gap that is America. It's just something that it happened. Okay, for and it just a quick little glimpse on what we're talking about here is the cotton and the sugar and the things that our people helped to harvest and build a lot of rich Southern families. We're not seeing that generational wealth. There should be homes and lands and acres in our name for what we've done. It was free slave labor, right? So we all agree on that. We live in a reality of real world. All my listeners of yours, I believe they are tangible, realistic people.
Yes.
So we know that to be fact. With that being said, this is something that can pull that wealth gap and close it shut due to tech and due to educating yourself about what you do. And that speaks to the event that you did in Crenshaw and reaching out to our community and brown and black communities. Again, this is all inclusive. My show's all inclusive, but we're speaking directly to that demographic. Jump in. Tell us how that day was for you, because I saw clips of what you did.
Yes.
I was moved by it. And just what was your reaction from the community?
Well, first of all, it was a wonderful event. It was a grand celebration for Juneteenth, Freedom Day, yeah, as we say in our community.
Yeah.
And we were there representing a very special business development program that we're both participating in. Mark Campbell introduced me to the program, and we both have been growing tremendously through the program, but it is a Black-owned business development program that is designed to help create Black-owned unicorn companies.
Mm.
Okay,
I love that unicorn. That's the key word there.
Yes.
What do you mean by a unicorn? I mean, we have an idea.
Yes. Well, thank you. A unicorn company in the financial world is a pre-IPO company that is valued, has a valuation of $1 billion or more before it goes public.
Mm-hmm.
It's a unicorn company as to describe the rarity of it, okay? And investors love unicorn companies. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they generate the largest return on investment, okay? Mm-hmm. And historically, there have been really no Black-owned unicorn companies,
mm-hmm,
okay? And that is until now. All right. And through this program, the program has successfully created, starting with the first unicorn company. And now between Mark and myself, we have now knocked on the door of number two and number three.
Wow. Congratulations.
Black unicorn companies.
Woo!
Yes. Thank you.
That's a startup first. Oh, I need like a clap button.
Hey, right.
Sam, give me a clap button.
Yours worked out well, too. I like that one.
Yes. Good. Hell yeah, I love that.
So I mean, so we've learned a lot in that development program, and it all spires from education, from not just Black history, but keeping it real, it's American history.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the laws in terms of the Securities Exchange Commission, and it all spires back to Black Wall Street.
Mm, okay? Black Wall Street, yeah.
Back in the early 1900s,
hmm,
and the demise thereof. Mm-hmm. Okay. So without going into too much of details, the whole point is that, you know, as a community, you know, Black Americans were self-sufficient and growing, you know, on their own independently at that time.
Yeah.
And there was a scandal that led to, you know, a big riot, and it really just burnt the whole town down, burnt down all the infrastructure. And before it could even get rebuilt, that's when the Securities and Exchange Commission created the law that required folks to be an accredited investor before they could, you know, in order for them to invest in privately held companies.
That was a way for them to redline you business-wise. You talk about redlining for property and you know, even our roadways here in L.A. reflect those things, making it hard for you to get to work, boxing you out. And but this is all facts, guys.
Yes.
We're not here to spit fiction. So
that's true, and it's facts, and we're not here to spit fiction, nor are we here to complain.
No,
about what the reality is,
mm,
but yet just look at it for what it is. to make sure that we are moving swiftly towards solution and resolve in order for us to accomplish the goals of what we have and being who we know we truly are, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we take that knowledge, we take that information, and we work to empower people. But you can't just take knowledge and information and empower people. You got to have systems in place that will enable them to put the knowledge into action and reap the benefit.
Great. And, you know, guys, this is something, and it's a lot of information, but when you get to the core of it, it's really simple. They've got a way to help you build wealth and be prosperous, and there's systems in place, and all you have to do is just go to their website. Let's plug your website real quick. Where can people go?
All right. So the website we're going to direct you to right now is myequitytokens.com.
Okay? Great.
All right. So why MyEquityTokens? Mm-hmm. Well, because, you know, during our participation in this wonderful, you know, unicorn program, mm-hmm. you know, the mentor, the leader, the teacher of that program has taught us all the laws. He's taking us through to set our companies up and be SEC compliant,
wow.
Fully filed and registered, already raising money, and you know, on the pathway of becoming a unicorn. Okay, now some of the other laws that are in place, in addition to us building our corporations, is something that's opening up an opportunity for the community. Mm. That's basically fixing that particular vertical of redlining that we're talking about in terms of wealth through equity of corporations, right? Where it opened that up. So, yeah,
wow.
they changed the laws in the early 1900s. So it was 1933. Mm-hmm. But during the Obama and Biden administration, through the Jobs Act, they changed that. So now it's not just about being an accredited investor.
Mm.
You can now work for equity.
Let's get into this. So you guys, if you don't have a grasp on this, you can actually use sweat equity to get in on this pre-IPO unicorn black-owned business and work for your equity. So go dive into it. Someone wants to sign up right now and they're on the website. What are they signing up for?
Okay, so first and foremost, they're going to pre-register, okay? And that's what's so great about this is that we're, you know, willing to come on and speak publicly so early in the game.
Yeah.
Where folks can register, they can subscribe to our email list, and they can stay in the loop. So that way, when we let them know that it's time for them to take action, that action is going to actually accomplish them real equity.
Wow.
So you want to line up and you want to get ready for it. So first thing you want to do is go to myequitytokens.com, subscribe to our email list, make sure you get in line for that equity, because although the laws have opened and they've made it possible for us to give out equity, it's not like there's an unlimited supply.
Right, okay? Right.
So that's the first thing you want to do is go to myequitytokens.com, subscribe to our email list, stay in the loop, because, you know, you not only don't want to miss out on that opportunity, but you do want to plug into all the knowledge and information that we are sharing constantly, because this is not anything that anyone is going to grasp overnight.
You guys know? Are like history. You're making history. Tech is really evening the playing field for us.
Yes.
And making all things possible for all people. If you just educate yourself, I'm going to sign up for my equity tokens tonight because you know, when you guys get to ring that bell on Wall Street, I'd like to bring the startup to New York and cover that if we can, because that's a historical moment when we went in on this, because this is kind of a startup.
Yes,
it really is.
I mean, you already have your other businesses,
mm-hmm.
but this is a startup.
It really is. No, we formed new corporations. They're startups. I mean, and that's what the you know, the advantage is, it's for startup companies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're tech startups. We've already had our own companies previously. We've taken all of our intellectual capital and property, and you know, we're combining forces in order to not only, you know, make a plan, but incorporate as many people as possible, as many folks in the community to be a part of that. You know, where they can earn equity. And not just equity, but also income along the way. And in order for you to earn equity and income, you're going to have to increase your knowledge base. Mark Campbell, what do you say? You got to earn more.
Yeah, you got to. In order to earn more, you got to learn more.
Yeah.
Okay. And everybody's heard of that.
That's good.
And they all understand, you know, as it goes with the get in where you fit in. So if you're not earning money, is the reason why is you probably lack a little understanding. So Our webinars, our web link, all of that is designed to give you information, show you how. We have webinars designed that's coming out. You'll be notified that will teach you. We go so far as to even, we have a growth fund. Shane, why don't you talk about the growth fund a little bit and give us some more information about that.
We like that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, well, you know, and it's so early, and we're excited to tell people, you know, in these early stages what we're rolling out. So we're rolling out a variety of events. Mm. So the first event is more of a, everything's training, right? You got to earn more. Excuse me, you got to learn more to earn more. So in order to learn, you got to be in an environment. So this is what we're creating in terms of our events, okay? So they're all, you know, training events. And the first one is basically to, you know, open up your eyes to what blockchain is, what the crypto market is, why it's important, and why you don't want to miss out, why there's a sense of urgency for you to get in, okay?
Which will answer my question, because I understand it from around global perspective, because the banking systems and infrastructure and things aren't as stable. And when they have, you know, pandemics and earthquakes and things, it affects them. And just because we're stable doesn't mean the rest of the world is. I understand it from that point of view.
And again, after you learn why it's important and the urgency of it, you then also need to condition yourself to endure through the process of getting started.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people won't get started even when they realize the high urgency and necessity of it.
Why?
Because it's something new. It's something uncomfortable. It's something that they're not used to. And we as people oftentimes lean on our comfort level and you know, the status quo of what we're used to, and we're afraid of getting uncomfortable.
That's true,
guys. We avoid it, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
So you need to be conditioned to recognize that and break past that barrier. So that way you don't just internalize knowledge, but you're able to act on it.
I mean, it's not for everybody. Like when I ran track, I had to push through the pain. I didn't want to do it. I want to go have an ice cream and go hang out with boys. But I wanted to also win state. Not everybody's going to do that, though, right? I mean, so I guess the ones that want will rise to the top.
That's true.
You'll know that. I mean, how many courses will it take for them to get past the conditioning and start seeing some results, would you estimate? Just, no, everyone's different.
Just one. I mean,
just one, guys.
we invite you to the first event.
Yep.
We tell you how important crypto is and why you need to get in the game, and we want to condition you to understand what you're about to do as far as an undertaking.
Great.
I mean, you're dealing with wallets, you're dealing with a different set of technology and the way it flows and functions different than what you're used to. I mean, you have all the power and control. You control your own security, you control all your own passwords. There's no big company that you can go to and say, hey, I forgot my password, or hey, help me out with this. Like, you are in control. Now, that, as empowering and as liberating as that can be and really is, oftentimes the misconception makes people, you know, repel and run from it because they're
That's
scared.
True. And, you know, I think we talked about that. We had like a 2-hour conversation the other day because with Shane and I, we start bouncing our ideas off each other. And it's like, okay, I got to go. I know
She's
you
like,
have to
I got
go.
30 minutes. And I was like, me too. And we were there for like 2 hours.
It was crazy, but good. Crazy in a good way. But to your point, you've got to lean into technology first if you're going to do this. And I shared with you, and we're still rolling it out, the followship. And it's to help people learn how to use their just access and post and visibility and you know, maybe we'll have a town hall or like a meeting for the demographic that need it. And you know, there's a income bracket, like there's a bracket in our market that we're missing out on income from that demographic because they don't know how to use technology and they got the money, so we need to help them with that and make it approachable. You know, the baby boomers. I'm talking to you guys.
Yes. Well, that is so true, and that's
why you look savvy, though.
Yeah. Well, I got certified.
You hang with Shane.
Yeah. I like that. You said I got certified.
Yeah, I'm certifiable.
Okay. Well, he's a testimonial, him and a few others. And that's why I love it, you know, because they can really speak to personally what I'm breaking down right now in terms of the first event, which leads into the next event.
Okay.
So that first event, you know, it primes you. It
When's
prepares
it coming?
You.
Hmm? Do we have some dates for that?
No, but if you go to myequitytokens.com and subscribe to the email list, I promise we'll keep you in the loop because you don't want to miss out on when we roll out this event. But I will tell you, it's coming sooner than later. I'm talking about not months, not even weeks, but let's say days.
Wow, okay? Guys, so sign
go
up.
Go there now. Yes.
So let's take a quick break.
Okay.
I've got a little something here from Seedless. You guys have one, right?
Yes.
90 calories. You can still get a little, you know, get your Sunday Funday on. Thank you, Seedless, for these. I've got the strawberry lemon. Why don't we try it? We've got a hard seltzer here. It's a wine cocktail seltzer. Mm. So these are really cool, and the packaging is really nice. So thank you guys for these. Cheers,
cheers.
To Equity Tokens.
Yes. Okay.
To the startup. Let's see what this tastes like. It's light.
Yeah,
it is.
I feel like you can mix it with something. All right, Seedless. Nice. Thank you for these refreshers. So I want to do some plugs real quick. On Instagram, if you're not following me, at The Startup with Monique Loray, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E-L-O-R-E, at Cap Aquarius Media, C-A-P-A-Q-U-A-R-I-U-S Media, or my personal, at Monique Loray Stinson, S-T-I-N-S-O-N, and give us all your Instagram handles and the business and personal if you want to.
Well, you know what? I think I'd like to take this opportunity to just direct everybody to
myequitytokens.com.
And
okay.
Subscribe to our email list because we're going to give you all of that. Because here's the thing, you know, we want to make sure that everybody understands who we really are. See, My Equity Tokens is a joint venture collaborative project between my corporation, Mark Campbell's Corporation, and several others. And when you just connect with us through myequitytokens.com, from there, you'll be able to really just navigate and see all of who we are and what we're doing.
Very good. And in the future, you'll have Instagram for people. Because, you know, my viewers and listeners like to gram, and we got to see what you're doing. You'll be posting.
Oh, yeah.
That, as you move forward. Because we really are at the precipice of something big with these guys. So these really, they really are a fresh venture here. So that's why we don't have it all. But, we've got about 8 more minutes. So why don't we go into your backgrounds a little bit? Like, we did go about, like, where you come from, origin story. But, like, business-wise, Mark, tell us a little bit about, like, what you've done successfully in the past and, like, why people should trust you with their equity tokens.
Okay. Well, I started business. I went to San Jose State, got over there in 1969, and graduated in 73. Went straight into finance. I was a finance major, philosophy minor. Been in the mortgage banking field from 72 to about 92. And that's a long time. But from there, I decided to make a transition, a pivot, into the personal growth and development industry. And I secured a position with Gladys Knight and Les Brown. I was in the entertainment field working for their TV show.
Well, that's why you look so Hollywood today. Good outfit.
I was working for their TV show, and their Les had a program channel with the People's Network. It was called TPN. And we were delivering personal growth and development programming on countering the negative images of a Jerry Springer type environment at the time. So we were giving out positive messages on empowerment, the whole nine. And it was very successful, although short-lived. People had a challenge in the technology, in hooking up the satellite dish on their rooftops. Okay, so from the internet space where I was at, I went into personal growth and development, as I mentioned, and then I went further in there, and I was working for Freedom Card, which is a MasterCard program for the community. We were issuing startup cards for the 40 million unbanked people in America alone. So that was good. Again, a short-lived program due to financing back in the 90s. So now I've been working in the multimedia field as well as consulting on mortgage projects, real estate projects, and the like. And then Shane and I met around an esports program in 2017-ish.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah,
nice.
And we've since gone on to strategically align, and we're at the verge of acquiring our own gaming company, and we're about to take that to a whole nother level. So there's a lot going on. The gamification of the whole global economy is about to take place.
Ooh, I'm excited. I just got like a Vegas flash. Like a equity tokens.
Yeah, yeah.
Smash up at a casino. I don't know.
All of that. Yes. All that's possible.
I mean, we got gaming partners in terms of the gambling side of it, and then gaming in terms of professional and competitive video game.
Mm-hmm. See, any reason to go to Vegas, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love it.
The last thing I want to say is that the pandemic did have an impact, and you would think it would be negative, and it was primarily negative for the most part, but certain companies and certain industries did very well. And because of the stay-at-home conditions and mandates that were ordered, the video gaming content market went from 9 billion streams, 9 billion hours, to 17 billion hours of streaming content in 2020. It broke all the records.
Wow.
So we're going to be tapping into that audience and that viewership because we have a gaming video content engine that is specifically designed to pay our viewers. We monetize your viewership. It's called a basic attention token.
Wow.
And there's a lot of avenues to make money, a lot of which are passive. But the most important active thing we want you to do is raise your digital IQ to plug in. And we promise you, not only will you follow us for equity, you will also follow us for cash flow.
All right. Now, that's a good, we'll put a button in it for now. Right. And, you know, we got to make T-shirts. Follow, get your digital IQ up.
Yes.
You know, that's a good one. And, you know, I got to link you with the guys over at Symposium because they've got something dynamic going there, too. So we'll connect that. But just so you know, guys, they're coming on board with me to do all my events for 2022. They just signed up. I'm really excited. You guys are going to be doing we're working on getting you in the celebrity gifting suite for Grammys week. We're working on some fashion week stuff. We've got Real Housewives stuff coming up. We've got film festival stuff coming up.
Yes.
You're going to be with me on all of it, all of 2022. And we're going to start with the Wine and Art Festival for charity for Casa LA on November 6th. So there'll be some equity token QR codes, business cards, some little goodies that we're putting in the bag. We're going to get together on that.
That's right.
So that'll be the first time you're out in that field, which is great because it's like a art and wine demographic.
Okay.
Yes, and I love that because what it will do is it'll drive more traffic to us, not just for the first event that I've covered, but the second event, which is more of a workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you're primed, you're ready. You're ready for that second event where you come into a workshop where we not only teach you how to set up the wallets and set up everything you need to be in the crypto game and start earning passively, but we'll even give you an opportunity to be funded out of our very own growth fund. So you you can walk away from that workshop not only being fully set up, but have your wallet funded and have that funding allocated into one of our smart contracts that Mark alluded to that's earning passively every day. So now you get to learn firsthand by seeing it work, not just for anybody else, but working for you. Okay,
so we love it.
MyEquityTokens.com. Please subscribe to our mailing list and stay up to date. We're excited to have you.
If you guys were in this room to feel the passion and the wisdom like coming from these two, this is a real thing. It's happening. The train is leaving the station. So I'm here as startup ambassador to the unofficial startup ambassador to get you on this train. There's only so many seats. I'm signing up tonight. We've got something to do later. You guys will stick out and hang out in the lobby for me because I've got another guest coming.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Shout out. Thanks to see you.
Yes. Thank you, Monique. Thank you to all the listeners, all the viewers. We love you. We appreciate you. And again, together, we all can accomplish everything that we want, everything that we need, and everything that we truly are inside. Thank you, guys.
All right. Okay, guys. So you're going to grab my other guys. So put your headphones and then While they exchange, because we have a three-person max because of COVID, so we're just going to swap out real quick for the rest of the show. I've got a very interesting next guest. He is a caregiver from Central California. He's got some CBD eye drops. And you know what? As I travel so much, my eyes are so blurry. So I'm going to have him come on in. Come on in, darling. And shout out to everyone, all of our sponsors, La Casa del Camino. Sit right here, sweetie. Put the headphones on. Thank you. Thank you so much, La Casa del Camino. Thank you so much. The headphones there. Okay. Michael Solberg Family Wines. We're so excited for you to be my sponsor. Please continue to support this show and check out MichaelSolbergFamilyWines.com and LaCasaDelCamino.com for your staycation in Laguna. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
All right, thank you. Sorry, we have to be kind of COVID safe still. We're on the tail end of this thing.
Let me get my mask on.
Yeah, no, you don't have to. If you want to, you can, but it's just three people. Okay, so put your headphones on there. Yeah.
I'm going through recovery for surgery in my ear.
Great.
So I'm really...
You have to be careful. Okay, well, go ahead and look there in the camera, guys, and tell everybody who you are. We'll start with you since you're all set up. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the viewers and listeners.
Hi, I'm Ray Reese, co-owner of Central Cali Caregivers.
Okay. Great. Great. And so tell us why he's getting that already. Tell everybody what Central Cali Caregivers is and what you do.
Here we go.
Well, we started off with collectives, but now we're focusing on our eye drops, medicated eye drops.
So let's hold them up here to the...
Yeah,
there we go.
Let me get the other ones.
There you go.
Yeah, we've been doing some wonderful things.
So go ahead and introduce yourself.
So hi, I'm Brian. I'm the creator of the eye drops. So when I was growing up, I had a lot of family members that had diabetes. So they suffer from diabetic eye disease. So what would happen was they would get the infection in their foot, then they don't have to get it cut off.
Oh.
And then it would spread more and more. And while they're going through all that, they were blind. So I go, you know what? The worst feeling, imagine to be blind and while you're going through all those problems. So I say, you know what? There has to be something to help with that because, there has to be something to help the diabetic community.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I came up with it for that reason and for other reasons, like for people with glaucoma, cataract, any eye disease, period, you name it. It's amazing. Dry eyes, even.
Dry eye. Listen, I have that, Brian, because I'm on a plane all the time, and I never really used more eye drops than this last year. But I'm glad you're here because I met with Brian, and I'm just now meeting you. Brian does a lot of the gifting suites, and I'm always seeing him put drops in people's eyes, and he's so happy. You've never seen anyone glow more than Brian when he's doing this. And he's been in the industry and other avenues, but I think this is truly your calling to heal and help people in an organic way. So what certifies you to do it, and what's in the drops? That's what people want to know.
Okay, so I started when I was young. When I was 16 years old, my aunt had cancer, and I came up with a formula and helped her get through her cancer, and she made it through that. And then what would happen? Another thing that happened was my grandma had passed away, and it was through pharmaceuticals. The doctor kept giving her the pills until. They didn't care, until it was too late. And then she passed away. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to let that happen to anybody's other grandma also, Mm-hmm. So I made it a mission to help people in changing their lives through however any formula that I can to make it better for them, Mm-hmm. But the eye drops is really cool because it goes through your optic nerve and it travels straight to your brain.
Let's see.
So it's the fastest way in the world. It's like taking a shortcut. And it goes to the brain, and the brain was with where all disease lies. So it goes there, and it starts to fix whatever problem you have, starts to help it out,
So we're going to do this. I always say, let's just do one eye. So if something goes wrong, I still got one good eye, and I'm a pirate.
Yeah, but then you do one good eye. The people do that, and then they got really good HD, liquid HD vision going on, and they're like, oh, no, I need the other one.
Well, it's true. Okay, but so here, because, I'm very particular about what I put in my body, and that's just the way I've always been. But, I like you're a startup. You're a bona fide startup. You're hustling, doing this on your own. Mm-hmm. Who clears this, and then how do we know what's in it?
So what's in it is it has MSM. It's what's naturally made up. Yeah.
Okay.
It's what's naturally made up in the environment. So the MSM is, we have that in our cells too. So it's MSM, it's CBD, it's all the molecules combined together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an entourage effect is what it's called. So when you use them all together, it helps to create a healing process. It takes the CBD to the next level. And then also I created, what I do is electromagnetic energy. So I allow that also into it. To help take it to the next level. Because CBD by itself, it will help you, but it'll never heal you.
Oh,
so
okay.
Me using this technology and doing the formulas that I'm doing is taking it to that next level so we could help bring people's eyesight back in animals, you know.
And animals need clear vision too, guys. Okay, so have you had any optometrists say that they loved it or maybe get a little blessing on that?
Yeah, so we had one that we helped out. He actually lost his taste and his smell. He had a stroke.
Oh, it wasn't COVID?
No, it wasn't COVID.
Wow.
He had a stroke. Actually, no, it was a heart attack.
Damn.
Heart attack, and he lost his taste and smell. Mm-hmm. And it was over, I think, a year or so, and the doctor said he wasn't going to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So I got him on the eye drops and the nasal spray. And it brought it back within 2 weeks.
How do you make this? You make this in your own lab?
Yeah, so my own lab.
Great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been in business?
So we've been in business since 2009 with the Collective Central Cali Caregivers.
Yeah, they drove up from the Bay today. Thank you so much.
Or more, it's like between. So we're over there by Fresno, between Fresno and Bakersfield. So we're in Visalia area.
Where can people follow you and order and find you?
So they can order online at centralcalicaregivers.net, or they can find me on Instagram, centralcalicaregivers1. Or Facebook, also the Central Cali Caregivers.
Great. And I've been following you for a couple years now, so I'm going to do one eye.
Okay.
And
well,
see,
you know,
live,
you see,
guys.
You know all this. You see all the celebrities that use it. We have lots of celebrities.
Nobody's complained, right?
So if you go on my Instagram, Central Cali Caregivers 1, and you can see all the celebrities. They're loving it. I mean, we help them. We help their animals.
All right.
Like, there we go.
Okay, so here we go, because I have eyelashes on and glitter on my eyes.
You want me to do it?
Let me
do it for you.
Okay, do it out of this one, though. This is the one I opened.
All right.
So I'm very particular about my stuff, guys. Just one eye, okay?
All right, here we go.
Take a pinch.
Go ahead and pull your eye.
Okay.
And go all the way back. There you go. All right, now close your eye and keep it closed. You're going to feel your blood vessels tightening, so it's rebuilding your blood vessels.
Oh, wow, guys.
It's cleaning it out. Yeah, the first time you always feel the most.
That is pulling out
because
of your
it doesn't allow any
right
toxic,
now.
Especially with all these fires and then everything in the air. So it's really, really crazy.
And I know being on planes just dries me out.
Oh, see, yeah.
So when can I open it?
It's up to you. See, everybody's different. So your brain will let you know when you're ready to open it. So if you open and you can't, that means it's still working.
It's
on
still
your
working,
eye.
Guys. So. It's a burn. All right. I will open my eye later. But
no, let it do its thing. No, you have the first time's always the most because you really want to clean everything out.
It's the one that you got to go through.
I'm excited to see the results on this, guys, and we're going to be doing some more stuff now. The logo, people know this from that movie.
So, see, it's the reason I use this logo like this is because this is from the future. It's like we went to the year 3000 and we brought this
and
back.
And you brought this back.
This is how ahead of the game we are. I mean, this is really doing some cutting edge things.
That. Well, you guys say that, like, people, this is so cutting edge that you have to be careful, right? Like,
well, also, I got to watch my wording because, see, that's why when you go to my Instagram, you can see all the testimonials. Everybody's speaking their own testimonial for themselves. I'm not saying it. Because I have to be really careful with that because we cannot say, you know, the testimonials for the people. The people have to say it themselves, and that's the loophole right there. We got to watch out. So what we're doing with this right now, we want to take it to Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
And we want to get it FDA approved. So we want to get it tested on the people with glaucoma and cataracts.
Why Jamaica?
And diabetes.
Because just starting
80% of the people in Jamaica have glaucoma.
Oh, wow.
80%.
I was just
that tear that came down?
Yeah.
That was the toxins. It pulled it out. That's,
okay.
There you go. You're done.
Okay.
There you go. It,
wow.
It tells you when it's done.
Okay.
And for 5 hours, you have this, like, you'll have a HD, liquid HD. Everything's going to be clearer, more in depth.
I feel better, guys.
More the colors. At the end of the show, we're going to do both because I don't want you doing
out
really
here,
good.
Out here in these streets looking mismatched.
Looking weird. But,
guys, we have 2 more minutes. Plug again where people can order and find you and, you know, meet you. Are you doing any events? I think you're going to do some gifting suites coming up soon again.
Yeah,
right?
We're going to be back with the brothers.
Yeah, go ahead and plug yourself.
So that's going to be
April 28th.
Exactly.
Grammys
April
week.
28th. We're going to be there. We're going to be hitting some more movie stars, getting some more deals in play. So check us out on there. And then you check us out on Instagram. That's where you're going to see all the action at.
I like
Cali Caregivers 1.
It feels good.
We forgot the magazine, but we did get the cover of Beverly Hills Time magazine.
You did? Congratulations. Yeah,
back in 2016.
And all right.
Got the High Times.
Oh, and they won the High Times Cup in Canada. Yeah.
Canada kind of knows what's up.
And then the other thing I want to tell you about was that the idea we got, we're going to pitch it to the movie theaters. So they
Don't say too much now.
Oh, it is a little bit. Movie theater, so they can get that HD. So if they get it to the, you know, so they
can. That's smart.
So you don't have to put the goggles on.
No,
yeah, you don't
have to. So you're going to put the goggles people out of business?
So they don't have to no more. They just put it on, get the HD for 5 hours because it lasts 5 hours. So you watch the movie for 2 hours and you got extra 3 hours to go on town.
Thank you for being here. Sorry to cut you off.
Oh,
thank you for driving up. All right, you guys, as always, be well, take care of each other. And I always ask you, what will you start up today? I'll see you soon. Cheers.
Not the Mirage.
Irreverent. Entertainment.